This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 99 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Dawn Kolderman, Senior Clinical Director of Avow. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited to learn a little bit more about what you do over at Avow. So would you mind sharing a little bit with our listeners?
Sure. Well, Avow is the first and only nonprofit hospice and palliative care organization. We've been established in 1983, so we have just surpassed our 40-year mark here in Collier County. We have definitely been around for a long time. In 2023, we cared for 2,400 hospice patients and a little bit more than 650 palliative care patients.
Wow. Busy, very busy, very busy. So can you explain for our listeners maybe the difference between hospice and palliative care?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is one of the biggest misconceptions, Jim, that we hear on a daily basis. So hospice really is for patients that are seeking comfort care for their disease. It is not curative in nature at all. Whereas palliative care patients, they seek comfort care and still receive curative, treatments. So palliative care really is for patients that are at the very beginning of any disease trajectory. The palliative care patient can be of any age at all, same as hospice, but palliative care patients are really still seeing their specialists. They're getting their chemos, their radiations, any curative treatment they decide, is best for their disease. Whereas the hospice patient is really at the end of their disease trajectory. So they have decided to seek the curative route instead. So that is the biggest difference between the two.
Now you had mentioned misconceptions. Are there any other misconceptions about what you guys do?
I believe so. I think, again, going back to the palliative care being for really most disease or any disease processes. So you have, your heart disease patients, your cancer patients, your diabetic patients, Parkinson's and dementia patients. And I think when people hear about hospice and palliative care, they really see it as the end of life. They're going to come into hospice and that patient's going to pass away very quickly. When in fact, the exact opposite is true. Patients on palliative and hospice care tend to live a lot longer in their disease process because we're managing their symptoms. And both hospice and palliative care, we treat the whole patient. So we treat the patient medically, spiritually, psychosocially, and then we get the family component involved. So once you treat the whole person, you always have a much better outcome. So hospice does not mean death, and palliative care, it just means a better outcome for the patient and their family altogether.
Totally. Is there something about palliative care that maybe our listeners aren't familiar with that we can share with them?
Yeah. So I think, again, going back to the misconceptions, people use palliative and hospice synonymously, that they're the same program, when they are in fact very, very different. So palliative care is another layer of support for patients. It's billed just like you would go to a specialist's office, right? It's a Part D. So the patients would see their hematologist, their rheumatologist, their oncologist, and then come to us again for that other layer of support. We'll go over all of their medications. We communicate with all of the other providers. We collaborate with them and then go over, educating on different medications. We treat the signs and symptoms or the reactions maybe they're having to those other treatments. So pain, nausea, maybe some vomiting, difficulty sleeping. So that's what the palliative care specialist focuses on. And then our social worker can get involved and talk to the patient and their families about advanced care planning. What do their wishes look like as their disease continues to progress? What is their wishes at the end of their life? And then, of course, the spiritual aspect. So our chaplain will come in and meet with the patient and their family and talk about any, spiritual discomfort that they're having or talk about, again, what their needs and wishes are going to be at the end of their life. So the earlier you have that conversation, the much better it is, for the patient and the family. And that, of course, is the goal.
Absolutely. And that's important. That's a big, important part. Can you describe maybe how some of your patients have been helped by palliative care?
Yeah, absolutely. We have lots of wonderful stories. And one in particular is a young mom. She's a young single mom. She's in her late 30s and came to us initially because the doctors really couldn't find what her diagnosis was. She knew that she was having some issues. Nobody could really tell her what it was, but she has two little girls and the girls were really suffering. They moved to the area. They didn't really know a lot of people. You know, their mom was going through all these, you know, changes and challenges. So our VOW Kids department deals directly for children that are suffering any kind of loss or any kind of grief. And what we do is we teach these kiddos about coping mechanisms. So we were able to teach her kiddos not only to help care for mom, but to work through their feelings and to give them some sense of normalcy in their lives. And again, give them those strength and those coping mechanisms to move forward. And during that process, mom came to us in our palliative care department. So again, with the collaboration of the palliative care provider, her rheumatologist, her oncologist, her hematologist, they were able to diagnose her with a syndrome that only 3,000 people in the United States have. So now while mom is getting her treatment, we meet with the girls individually. We meet them at their school. They come to all kinds of sessions that we have at Aunt Janet's house, which is our center for, you know, loss and grief for children. Mom meets individually with our licensed clinical social worker so she can process what's going on for her. And then they all meet with our chaplain. Again, it brings together the whole holistic approach. She's doing fabulous. And, you know, now she likes to come and speak. Mom speaks to some of our parent groups now. She'll come and speak to a younger single mom that's in palliative care now to tell her that, you know, it's going to be okay. And her girls are amazing. They're little ambassadors for our children's program. And they come to camp with us and tell everyone that, you know, mom and dad may be sick, but it's okay. So we teach them how to, you know, to progress and to cope.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
So are there, you had mentioned when we talked earlier that you have a lot of different stories. Is there maybe another example that we could share with our listeners?
So, you know, again, dealing with individuals of any age, you know, we do have some young kiddos that are going through some really difficult times in their life. And we can see every single day how children are suffering in our community. We have some communities that might be in a bit of a lower socioeconomic group. So we will go out into the community and we will meet with them wherever they are. We have a young family right now that's in the Immokalee area and was recently homeless, not by choice. And it was really hard for mom to, she has five children. A, she needed to find some place to live. B, she needed to find some place where she could get medical care. And three, she needed to find some place that her children of various ages could get the help that they need. So through some of the collaboration that we have with other nonprofit partners in the community, we were able to help her secure some housing. We were able to, through our palliative care department, hook her up with some other medical services in the Immokalee area so she did not have to travel. So now she gets in-home visits. We were able to, again, through some collaboration, we have a vehicle that we can pick up her children and bring her children to Aunt Janet's house. And we really like to meet our kiddos, you know, Jim, in age-specific groups because a five-year-old is going to cope very differently than a 17-year-old, right? So we got them into three different groups so that we can help the children out, in, you know, individually. They're successful in school. Mom has a stay-at-home job now. She's getting the medical care that she needs, and she has a roof over her head. You know, and that is where not only palliative and kids come in, but it's that collaboration with other partners in the community that really set everyone up for success.
Now, are there some signs I guess the word would be signs that, you know, mm-hmm. people that need care or we know somebody that might need care that we might be able to recognize?
Oh, absolutely. So again, palliative is for any individual that has been given any disease diagnosis. Okay. And that diagnosis could be anything from diabetes, again, to some, you know, heart disease. You can be referred from a primary care physician, or you yourself could just say, hey, I was just diagnosed with, you know, a cancer that I may live 15, 20 years. And that's wonderful. But the sooner you call us and the sooner we can get involved, the better the outcome is going to be for you and your family. If your doctor doesn't refer you, that's okay. You can call yourself. You can email us. You know, our email address is avowcares.org. They can call us directly. Our direct number is 239-649-3680. And that number will immediately go to our admissions department, and you'll speak to a nurse or, you know, another intake provider that knows the difference between hospice and palliative care. And the earlier we can get you guys all on board, the better off we are.
Absolutely. So is there maybe one last thing that you wish our listeners knew about Avail that maybe they don't know?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, we've been in the community a really long time, and our name has always been synonymous with hospice care. But I want everyone to know that we have an outstanding palliative care department. We have bereavement for both adult and children, and that patient did not have to be on our services to get that bereavement care. We do individual, we do group, we do online Zoom. We have grief for children through any kind of loss through our Avail Kids department, and these services are free of charge. So we want everyone to get out there and know that we're here. We're here for you, and we will meet you any step of the way.
Dawn, I appreciate what you do for the community and helping out our residents here. It's much needed, and again, appreciated. It's been a pleasure getting to know you today. You mentioned how to get a hold of you. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to Dawn and Avail, and they should be able to help you. So thank you again.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.